So you leave Houston and you become the senior minister at Beaumont, Texas.
Correct.
Yes. What was the name of that church?
Trinity United Methodist Church. A former pastor here, Bishop Paul Galloway, whom I mentioned a little earlier, had become my bishop in Texas. Bishop Galloway took a bold step. District superintendents thought I was far too young for a church of over 2,000 members to be the senior master.
And
he overrode them.
Your age at that time?
I was 32.
So your age was 32 years old, and some thought you were too young.
Yeah. See, by going straight through college, you know, in 3 years, and then graduate school, 3 more years, and then starting to preach, I was fully ordained at 24 years of age and preaching. So 8 years later, Bishop Galloway appointed me to be senior pastor of the best suburban church in Beaumont, Texas.
Did that work against you, your youth? There were people in the church who didn't think you were too young? And
No, the church people did not, just the leadership. The district superintendent there welcomed me with open arms. It was the other district superintendent said, he's too young. Bishop Galloway told me, he said, you need to know, son, 11 out of the 12 voted against you. They say you're too young and too inexperienced to pastor a church of that size. They say, okay, he can preach. We saw he could do that at First Methodist on Sunday nights. But Charles Allen's carrying the big load of administration and raising a budget and all that sort of thing, supervising a staff. He's too young. And Bishop Galloway said, I want you to get over there and show them I know what I'm doing. I have decided today to be a bishop. I've overridden 11 of my 12 district superintendents. But he said something else to me that day. He said, and if you do it well for 6 or 7 years, your next stop could be Boston Avenue, Tulsa. He had pastored here 10 years. He loved this church better than any in America. I'd never seen the church. I knew about it, of course. And I knew when he said that, he was going to have to retire before I got there, which was true. But guess what? He was succeeded by another former pastor here, Finus Crutchfield. And he told Crutchfield about me before he ever got there. And Crutchfield decided, maybe this guy is a match for Boston Avenue. So when my predecessor here got elected a bishop in 1980, I did not know that those two bishops had been leaning on the Oklahoma bishop to say, if that church comes open, we got a guy in Texas that'll fit that church. Bishop Milhouse called and asked me to come. I was 39 by that time.